and fly. Together we can try. Oh, that's life. We'll take what comes along the way. That's love. Let it grow stronger every day. This joy never fades.
Hello and welcome to The Morning-ish, where we talk about all the things that make us uncomfortable, but it's in that discomfort that we learn to grow. Today we're going to get really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to talk about sexual assault.
Yes.
Yeah. So all the trigger warnings.
All the trigger warnings.
All of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I've been talking pretty openly about my own experiences, on different podcasts and on Instagram and in sharing about my book and all that kind of stuff. But I'm also seeing in social media a lot lately, and this is kind of where I wanted to take this conversation. I didn't want it to be necessarily narrowing into my own experiences.
Right.
With sexual assault. Cause
just talking about it in general.
In general, but yeah. Also talking about the society in which we live and how sexual assault isn't necessarily being raped.
Right.
Because I think that there is a lot of misconception, and we've been very largely conditioned to believe that sexual assault is the drunk girl at the party who gets taken advantage of. And that's kind of like where the narrative has gone.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when, and this is like, this is a real life example of mine.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you are out looking at a house with a male real estate agent and he pats your bum as you're leaving the house and you're...
Punch him in the face.
And your spouse is walking a few steps ahead of you. That is assault too.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about those things. So that's kind of where I wanted this conversation to go.
Because people are like, man, I don't want to cause trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, hello, misogyny. We've been so conditioned as female presenting and identifying individuals. Mm-hmm. And I can only speak from that perspective. I know it happens to male identifying human beings as well, but I can, for my lived experience, can only speak from mine. We're conditioned to not push back and to not ruffle the feathers and to not speak up and say, hey, that real estate agent patted my bum.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, why is it ever necessary when you're moving pre-COVID times, when you're moving through a crowded area, to put your hand on somebody's small of their back?
Yeah.
Why is that necessary?
Mm-hmm.
Use your words, keep your hands to yourself. Like we teach our kids at a very fundamental age, a very young age, to not use their hands, to not be hands-on, to use your words first. How does it just switch at some point as we grow up to be, well, no, I'm going to touch you now?
Well, and because it's funny because you say, you know, the small of your back or your back, and that could be innocent, but that then makes it okay. Like, it leads to other things. Know what I mean? Yeah.
It does. And it assumes consent, right?
Yep.
You don't know what the lived experience is of the person who's being touched.
You're touching. Yeah.
You don't know if they're okay. And that is their body. You and I were having a conversation before we started recording this morning about intention, the intention behind a touch. Yeah. It doesn't matter if the intention is 100% innocent, if it's somebody, and like we talked about how we are with our own kids.
Yeah.
And how like tickling them or rubbing their back, but up underneath their shirt when they're not feeling well or whatever. There's a line.
Mm-hmm.
And if they ever look at you and say, stop doing that, I know in our house, we sure as shit stop.
Yeah.
I assume in your house, you sure as shit stop.
Yeah, because it's none of this, well, I'm your mom. No.
No.
I'm your mom, but that's your body.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think as people who've grown up in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, we didn't have those conversations.
No.
So we downplay a lot of that. I'm 20 years old on the dance floor in a bar with a bunch of my friends.
And someone grabbed my vagina.
And
this happened to me before.
What?
Yeah. You never, like, you'd be up on the dance floor and somebody, oh man, I think
I've never had my vagina. I've had, like, my boob grab my vagina.
Well, when they start wanna, like, grinding up on you, I'm pretty sure I grabbed it, but
okay, so think about how we're talking about this right now, right? Yeah. You're totally downplaying that somebody grabbed your vagina.
I know.
Like, look at that conditioning.
I know, and I do have to admit that I shouldn't be downplaying the fact that somebody grabbed my vagina when I was on the dance floor, but but that's who gave men permission to come in, like, grabbing vagina aside, who gave men permission to come up and rub their penis on me when I'm dancing?
Oh my God. The bump and grind.
You can do it if I let ya. Come up and do it and assume, right? I'm okay.
If I invite you into this space, because my body is mine and it is sacred. Yeah. If I invite you into this space, we're cool.
But that was the worst. I'm sorry. That's how you're going to introduce yourself to me in a club? You're just going to come and start, like, humping my ass? Like, what's wrong with you?
No words exchanged.
No words. Just, I don't know you. Oh, I turned around. You were kind of gross too. But, like, who, why? I don't go around rubbing my titties on people.
This assumed permission, right?
Yeah. I know.
And I, like, I think back to those times when we were in university and late secondary school and whatnot, mm-hmm. of being at parties or being out at the bar, and how much blatant assault occurred, yeah. right there before our eyes.
Yeah. And but, what would we do as girlfriends? We would just push him away.
Yeah.
She doesn't want that, and, like, push him away.
Yeah.
And he'd just go on to the next girl.
Or he would keep whatever. Crying
until somebody didn't push back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah. I want to be able to go to the bar with my friends and not be assaulted. I went to the bar with girlfriends within the last 5 years. I had obviously not been since university. And within 10 minutes of being on the dance floor, I looked around and I started having a full-blown anxiety attack because it was all these gross... No.
They're like predators on the perimeter of the dance floor.
They were
floor.
Watching. Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, it's gross. It's such a toxic environment that we're raised in. But we're also conditioned to want it.
Yeah.
We're conditioned to
dress
go to the bar,
provocatively, dress put on this your makeup. Way. Yeah.
You know, I remember so distinctly what I was wearing the one night that I was assaulted because it was a bar, it was an after bar.
But again, it's not our fault that we were dressed and got assaulted.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I feel like society's done a real big number on us to think that, like, I was wearing a white 3/4 length blouse with a blue bra underneath. So the blouse was started to be buttoned between my breasts.
Yeah.
So I was already
open,
putting that open, wearing a denim skirt and these badass, I wish I still had them, these badass platform black, not ankle boots, like mid-calf boots.
Yeah.
But they were like...
Chunky Spice Girl style?
Kind of, yeah. Like, they were kind of like combat-y type. Yeah. So it was a bridge between styles. But I remember, like, doing that and wanting the attention that came with going with my friends and having my chest exposed. Mm-hmm. I wanted the attention, but I didn't want to get raped.
Isn't that a funny
concept? Such a mindset.
Isn't that a funny concept? I want to dress sexy and I want to go out and look good, but I also don't want to be raped.
Yeah. It's messed up.
Yeah.
It's super messed up. But I think these are the things that people don't really think about, because when we look at statistics, when we look at, you know, all of the recent stuff with that woman in the UK of she just wanted to walk home. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to be safe, things like that. The amount of times where I've had keys laced in between my fingers walking home.
All the time in university.
All the time.
All the time.
I worked at 7-Eleven and I used to work at, I used to do the open shift at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I used to have to walk down
King, your university?
No. Well, if I was smart, I would have walked down those streets. But
side streets.
I lived at Columbia and King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those.
Why wouldn't you walk down King?
Because I was dumb. Yeah. Honestly, because
you went the back way, right?
I went down that side street and then connected over. I don't even remember what that side street was called.
It'll come to me.
Okay.
I feel like it's stuff. But you know what? That's a conversation I'm having with Sophia right now.
Yeah.
Like, you start high school in 2 years. She's like, I'll take the paths. I'm like, over my effing dead body. You'll take the paths.
But
because
how?
I've heard stories of, everyone be careful at this park. There's a man on the path asking kids, like, where are you going? And offering them shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
But how much bullshit is it that we even have to think about, am I wearing running shoes so I can run?
Yeah.
Do I have keys that I can lace in between my fingers? What the fuck are your keys going to do?
Stab eyes.
Sure. But if they're that close, you're done.
You're done. Yeah.
Your keys are not going to do anything.
Yeah.
But now it's like, do I have a rape whistle? Do I have pepper spray? Do I have something else in my bag?
How incredibly sad is that? How incredibly sad is it that I was out for a walk, I'd say 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon in the winter, so it was starting to get dark, and in a very open area, but on a path, and I saw a man walking his dog, and it was like literally a fork in the path.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, and I looked at the other way. I'm like, well, that way's rape, so I'm going to go this way. That's how we think, guys.
Yep. And that man was just out walking his dog.
Just out walking his dog. And so on the other side of things, I have a friend who was telling me that she works with a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about this exact same topic. And he goes, do you know how shitty that feels to have a woman look at you on the path and think you're going to hurt me and turn around?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm automatically the bad guy, but I know I'm a good guy and I could help if she were ever in trouble.
That's just a really interesting perspective.
Yeah. He's like,
I appreciate you raising that.
He's like, I feel like shit that I am a threat to you, no matter what kind of person I am.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I had my keys in my hand all the time, the fact that I'm worried about my kid walking to school on the path.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we actually, I saw something very interesting the other day, and it's like, rape still existed 100 years ago when women were covered all over.
This
has nothing to do with how we dress or how we act.
Nope.
We've always been taken advantage of. Back then it was, we had no rights and they just used our bodies however they effing wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's changed. Maybe a little.
I mean,
actually maybe worse. Cause now like there's these,
it's not just rape. It's
rich kids getting off on rape charges. Cause we're going to ruin their future.
You know what? I don't care about your swimming scholarship at Stanford or whatever that fuck. Waste of space had. I remember that so clearly.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's let this woman suffer over here in the corner, but we don't want to ruin your life.
Yeah.
Sorry. You ruined your own life.
Well, and then there's the whole concept. There's an account on Instagram called Why I Didn't Report.
Right.
And I did an Instagram reel about it. I don't know, a month or so ago, two months ago.
Yeah.
It might've been longer. And it blew the fuck up because it was me talking about the situations why I didn't report, because it falls on ears that don't want to hear the narrative.
Well, especially if it's family.
Especially if it's family where it's happened. And I mean, I was first assaulted by my brother, and then I was a bet between a bunch of jocks for prom.
Yeah.
And then I was the wingman for a friend and was sleeping on the couch. Somebody sleeping does not deserve to be assaulted.
Yeah.
You know, but we don't report these things because nothing gets done. So what's the point of reporting?
They were a brother. Yeah. Yeah.
It gets downplayed. Like I remember sitting in family therapy when I think I was 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
It was the last time he hit me. Mm-hmm. And at that point, because my parents were home, I was loud enough for them to hear what had happened, whatever. Mm-hmm. We got into therapy, but I had this middle-aged white dude sit in this room with my family and say, she's provoking the behavior. She's provoking this behavior. If she wouldn't get in his face, if she wouldn't be so loud, if she wouldn't want her space, if, like, basically yeah. saying, stop being a living, breathing stop human being.
Yeah.
Because you're provoking that behavior.
But that's bullshit. The same mentality of don't wear yep. tank tops. You're asking yep. for it.
Or maybe, and if that's the mess, hot. Right? Maybe it's fucking hot. Maybe at 38 years old, I just want to wear a crop top because I feel okay with my body enough to do that. You know, it's not asking for anything.
And I remember this one really hurt. And I don't think I'd ever talked about it until recently, of how I was catcalled once because I didn't respond the way that he wanted to. He's like, that's okay. You're fat anyways.
Mm.
And I'm like, did that just fucking happen?
Mm-hmm.
What? I was so confused.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. I didn't want to immediately turn around and ride your D that you're just going to call right? me fat now. Yeah.
It's a bizarre society to be raised in, to be living in this thing, like this system that's programmed to not believe people mm-hmm. when we do report. So then what do? We don't report it. So then when we do start talking about it, it's like, well, you didn't report it. That yeah. was always, I've been met with the word speculation by family members that should have been there to protect me.
Yeah.
And I have to look at them as an adult now and be like, I get that you're uncomfortable with this, but mm-hmm. your discomfort doesn't outweigh my need to heal from this.
Yeah. And you know who I really hope will listen to this is that,
I know first who all, I hope will listen to this.
I think I know. I'm going down the same road. So I've told you that story about an acquaintance that I have who was also assaulted by a family member, but mm-hmm. her dad backed her up and reported it.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
I obviously don't wish sexual assault upon anyone, but the people that I hope listen to this are the ones that are, maybe your kid's going to come to you one day and say,
mm-hmm.
grandpa touched me.
Yep.
Uncle so-and-so touched me.
Yep.
You have to believe that.
Yep.
Why would a child, unless you're a fucking psychopath, make that up?
Yeah.
Some kids this small don't even have the capacity to come up with those lies. No. So why would you ever say, oh, maybe you imagined it, or that's not what they meant?
It doesn't matter what it the intention doesn't was.
Matter.
Yeah.
My yep. body, my rules, period.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There is actually, you saying that, there's a local company here who, it's a mom who owns this company. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's called Chase and Duck. Hang on. Let me Instagram her. She just created a shirt that says, my body, my rules.
Oh, I love that.
Because her daughter, Chase and Duck customization.
Okay.
Her daughter wore something to school.
Okay.
And her female teacher
I saw this.
Told her that she would provoke the behavior of the boys if she wore that.
I saw this. I
And her mom's response was, fuck that shit. And she made this beautiful shirt and she's donating part of the proceeds back to the abused women's shelter.
That's awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
We need more parents like that.
That
when somebody comes to you, or more humans, not even parents, we need more humans like that. When somebody comes to you and says, hey, this dude like grabbed my vagina at Filthy's, because I'm assuming it was probably there, or loose change or the turret.
Loose change. It was loose change.
Or could have
been Phil's, I don't know. It's dirty.
After you fell down the stairs, maybe. Or, you know, I was in the library and somebody put their hand on the small of my back to get by. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Because like you said before, you don't know if that person has had an experience in the past where being touched has led to something.
Yep.
And then that small graze of the back is a trigger for them.
Yep. And then they go down the road of PTSD.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
Yeah.
Because they didn't do anything to cause that to happen.
And I think that's what everybody has to understand, is the whole concept of she was asking for it. Nobody asks for it.
No.
No. Nobody asks for it. So even now as a mom, mm-hmm. how do I, and I know it's different because you have boys, but I look at what sure. Sophia goes outside or goes to school with. And yep. I do like the arm test. I'm like, put your arms up. Like if I can see like your belly button, but mm-hmm. is that appropriate for me to ask of her? Like I'm just, she's got to respect. Oh, it's like this loop. The school has a dress code mm-hmm. because of these stupid standards that we've
that boys will be up. Boys and they can't that keep boys their will be boys and
they're stupid. And they get distracted. But then you also want her to respect the rules of the school, and you like I just
you're not gonna like my answer.
I honestly don't know. I remember once I was in university and for the summer I was a TA in a grade 8 classroom mm-hmm. and I dressed very respectfully. I wore a jean skirt that went like past my knees and I wore this baby blush pink tank that was it was weird, it was like asymmetrical, but like mm-hmm. the one strap was like an inch, and one of the students were like, Miss, your strap is too small. I'm like, I'm the fucking teacher, don't tell me what also this is a stupid rule, like yeah. the kids couldn't hug, that was another rule, can't touch each other.
Yeah
I feel like that should be something the kids should come to on their own, whether or not they like, want to be touched and hugged.
Normalize with their consent, right?
Right. Yeah. The fact that these girls are now crying because it was the last day of school and they weren't allowed hugging goodbye. That's yeah. stupid. Like, yeah. come on. But like, do I enforce dress code? Is that appropriate? Like,
you're talking to somebody who led a student protest in high school.
But but I don't want people seeing my kid's vagina. Like,
okay, that's fair. I love when kids come, like being a parent volunteer in the school, when I see yeah. a kid who's like using their fashion to express who they are and yeah. to embrace who they are and kind of find that sense of identity, I fucking love it. I think it's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
That being said, please don't show your ass cheeks. Please don't show your vagina.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to see your junk or the yeah. bottoms of your boobs. I think that there is a level
or
that
your boxers. That's not cool, guys. This isn't even about sexual assault anymore. You look like an idiot.
I think that there's a line.
Yeah.
And there is a short that is too short. But as a parent, I want my kids to develop their understanding of self and
self-regulation,
their own rules first. Oh, yeah.
For
before
sure.
it's like you have to have like, what is it? Like fingertip length for shorts.
Well, and that's the thing. So, don't enforce these rules without telling the children why.
Yes.
I think the fingertip rule is stupid. Like it's
well, dumb. And also in the fashion industry, it's very, especially for girls' clothing, it's very difficult to find shorts that are fingertip length.
Old Navy bike shorts. Those are the only goddamn shorts yeah. I can find right now that aren't eating my kid's butt.
Right. But then it's like,
but so again,
bike,
that's
but the, are the bike the shorts too tight?
Right.
Right.
Well, because then, then that's another
like
thing.
Leggings. And do you like it? Is that too revealing? You know yeah. what? It's not too revealing. We need to teach kids that we respect each other's bodies.
Yeah.
And we don't touch each other's bodies. Full stop. It's not about clothing
and
or
this
about
goes, yeah. But
arms
this goes down
up
into can other
I
stuff.
Navel? Like
yeah, yeah. But to the oh god, I could go off on this. To then tell a child you can't wear this because A, it's distracting, B, it's whatever, and now you're making this kid wear something that maybe is going to give them body issues because it doesn't mm-hmm. look great on them.
Yeah.
Right? Because we also yeah. want our kids to embrace every size or whatever body they're in. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, a skirt that looks great on kid A is not going to look great on kid B. So now you're forcing mm-hmm. these kids to fit in these little boxes of what they should all be mm-hmm. wearing. Yeah, I get it. I don't want my ass to be eating shorts. It's not comfortable. Like, I get it. But there's just so many things.
Yeah.
And again, this is all so ingrained in our society.
It is.
Right? It is. Schools have dress codes. That's just what everybody's come to accept yeah. now. But why?
That's the thing. I feel like we don't have enough voices like this that are pushing back
yeah.
against it and all the time.
Yeah.
Because I feel like these conversations happen in a short period of time. It's a very isolated conversation. Mm-hmm. And then it's not pushed further than that.
Yeah. This is where it usually yeah, all stops.
It stops. Or if a girlfriend or a male friend, do we call them boyfriends?
Let's go for it.
Girlfriends, boyfriends.
Yeah.
If your friends come to you and they say, hey, I was leaving the bathroom at the bar and some guy like honked my boob. Cause that's happened. If somebody comes to you and talks to you about that.
Yeah. Like fuck. Does that give me like, I'd be like, oh, you want to do that? Can I honk your penis? Like,
that's right.
Yeah. Oh like, my God.
It's a big thing. So if somebody comes to you, like my big takeaway for this is if somebody comes to you and tells you, hey, this happened to me, don't ever use the word speculation.
Yeah.
Don't ever be like, well, did they maybe mean it this way? Like, don't downplay it. It's the first their lived experience.
Are you okay?
Are you okay? Do you need to report this? Do you need to talk to someone about this?
Yeah.
Do you need help? And I believe you.
That's what ends up giving sexual assault victims the PTSD. It's the act itself, but it's the fact that no one fucking believes you.
Yep.
You start losing faith in people.
Yep. Why would anybody have believed me when I said, hey, he's doing, like when it was my brother, he did this.
Yeah.
I was 8. I didn't know that that wasn't an appropriate sibling relationship.
Yeah.
When I was 11, 12, I also didn't know that it was an inappropriate sibling relationship. But he was a good baseball player. But he was kind of troubled mentally. But he was kind of an outcast.
There's always that excuse.
I just got assaulted. Like there's something that is so much bigger. Like, why are we making excuses for the perpetrator of the action?
Because the assault is usually the outcome of what, because they're an outcast, there's something going on with that person. Yeah. And I'm not trying to like defend the assaulter as well. Your brother could have ended up a much different person if your parents intervened a lot sooner.
100%. Absolutely agree with you.
You're saving two people here.
Absolutely agree with you. But right? We're conditioned to be quiet about those things because it makes somebody else uncomfortable. Let's sweep it under the rug. Mm-hmm. Don't air the dirty laundry. Let's just push it away because it might make somebody else feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Okay, great. You just ruined somebody's life.
But I would beg to say that you wouldn't have ruined your brother's life if your parents had done
something.
No, mine. You saved your brother's life. Oh, but mine, no, they ruined yours.
Right.
Why was yours more important than your brother's?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You both needed help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh,
I got y'all fired up.
You did. I'm so irritated right now because I was that person that wore the ever the fuck I want. Like I remember, oh man, I remember I wore these shorty shorts once and I went to leave the house and my mom lost her shit. And my dad looked at her and said, you wore the same crap at her age. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Right? We're all entitled to wear. Listen, I'm not telling you to go around and wear t-shirts that say like, fuck you and your mom. Like, I'm like, you know, well.
But if you want to.
No, but I'm not saying like go wear racist t-shirts or swastikas or whatever. No. So, you know, there is a certain amount of respect.
Yes. But well, human dignity. Don't be.
And human dignity. But my daughter should be able to come to me and express her, you know, her artistic side through her clothes, through her hair. I feel the same way about hair when people are like, oh, I can't believe that lady let her 8-year-old dye it pink. It's fucking hair. It's hair, guys. It grows.
Yeah.
You know, our kids are these tiny humans that are just ready to form their personality. And it's not just women, men go through sexual assault too. And we're essentially, it's the same thing with trans kids when we're not letting them wear, if you're a little boy and you feel like you're a little girl and you're just putting your thumb down on them, you know, you can't be wearing that. Guys, we are crushing children's spirits.
God, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
And our kids are like, kids these days know a lot. So.
They do. They are.
They're starting to push back.
They're pushing back. Thank God. I when I was packing a couple of weeks ago, I actually found Owen's baby book. And I was reading through it. And the one thing that I wrote, it was like, my hope for you in the future. And I wrote that I hope you push back against this world.
Yeah.
Because they are so much more emotionally aware. Mm-hmm. They are so much more intellectually aware and connected to each other.
yeah,
to know when something is wrong. I have adolescents that come into my counseling office that fully understand what's okay and what's not.
Oh my God. And when kids know so much.
Right? And I think back to who I was at their age. And what did I need? I needed somebody to show up and say, I believe you.
Yeah. This world needs an overhaul.
Fuck yeah.
We are living on antiquated law systems. We are living on laws that were
systems
made
of oppression
years and years and years ago. We need a reset button. I really thought COVID would have done it, but that just really shone a light on all the shitty people and the racists.
Which honestly maybe is what needed.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I learned, you know, during everything last year with George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter and all this. And now going through the trial. I don't know if you're watching, but holy shit. This world needed a reset.
Yep.
So bad. And there are groups out there that are like just pushing for equal rights. They're pushing for, you know, women to get their fair day in court. Mm-hmm. I know people that have gone through rape trials and like the
it's men so getting fucked up.
Slap on the wrist at the end. Yep. Slap on the wrist. You penetrated and you touched another human being without permission.
Mm-hmm. And these things take years.
Yeah, it's not.
So think about the re-traumatization that person is experiencing every single day that they wake up and they're like, my predator has a comfortable life, is getting fed 3 meals a day.
How do you live like that?
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And I'm not saying that every sexual assault situation
they're very different.
They're all very different. And charging every perpetrator doesn't always solve the issue. It doesn't always give the victim the comfort or the healing that they need. The victim, I think, in my opinion, needs to be able to decide for themselves, how do I want to deal with this situation?
Yeah.
Do I want to report it to an authority or do I want to tell a counselor and have that space held for me so that I can do the work?
Yeah.
How do I want this to go down?
And throwing people in jail also without any sort of support for them to fix them. Yeah.
To do the work, to get better and be a better human being.
What's the point if someone goes to jail for 5 years and they come out and then they do the same shit again?
Yeah.
They need counseling.
Which
they
we know help. Happens.
They need work.
Yep.
Well, if any of you out there are a victim of sexual assault or you feel like you need to report, or you feel like you need space held for you, reach out. We've got resources. We can help you find them. And really, we just hope that you've listened to this episode and come away with confidence that someone will listen and someone will do something to help you. Because I just think we need to start having more faith in humanity, quite honestly, and supporting each other. So reach out, send us an email, ohhey@themorningish.com, touch base on Instagram, The Morning Ish Podcast, message us individually, and we can help steer you in the right direction.
Hopefully. And we believe you.
We do.